Hey, Granny, then, I believe that's our room.
I don't Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. In order to avoid taking Sister Simpson to the school social last Friday, Lum pretended to have a broken leg. Abner spread the news of the fake accident to such an extent that Lum has been forced to keep his leg in splints. Yesterday, Squire Skimp climaxed the situation by insisting that Lum put in a claim for disability on his accident insurance policy. Today, as we look in on the little community, we find Lum down at the Jot 'em Down store. Abner is just entering. Listen.
Hey, come in, Abner.
Well, I'll be dog. What are you doing down here so early?
Well, I couldn't sleep, so I just come on down and opened up the store. Might as well have spent the night down here for sleeping rent.
Didn't you sleep good?
Never closed the eye all night long.
Well, no wonder, Lon. You got to help some, you know. You got to close your eye.
Well, I mean, I never slept none.
What's the matter? Was your leg bothering you?
My leg?
Oh, of course. I forgot it ain't sure enough broke. Yeah. Since you've been wearing them bandages and using them crutches, I'll forget myself sometimes.
Well, you better forget all the time. You're going to let it slip around here one of these days that it ain't broke, and then I am in to join up.
I ain't told a soul.
That's one reason I couldn't sleep. I got to thinking about that accident policy. If I take that $100 from that insurance company, I'm liable to go to the penitentiary. Do you know that?
Penitentiary?
Yes, sir. Obtain money under false pretenses. Defrauding the insurance company is what it is.
Why?
Well, because I'm letting them pay me for a broke leg when my leg ain't sure enough broke.
Well, that ain't your fault. Squire's the one that's paying the claim.
Yeah, but I'll be the one to get the money.
I was right here when he made out the claim, and you tried to get him not to send it in.
Yeah, I know. I wish I hadn't signed the thing.
Yeah, that's where you done wrong.
But he said if I didn't sign it, he was going to have a doctor come over here and examine me, and I knowed I couldn't stand for that to happen.
Oh, no, they found out then, sure enough.
I don't know what to do. Now, Granny, if it looks like it, but ain't six of one thing, it's a whole dozen and a half or something else.
Well, I wouldn't take that money now if you're liable to get sent to the penitentiary over just $100. If I was going to run that risk, I'd ask them for about $1,000.
Well, I don't want none of their money. I ain't got nothing coming to me. But if I don't take it, I got to admit that my leg ain't broke.
Well, I don't know. I believe I'd rather go to the penitentiary for a little while long rather than to tell all these folks around here that it ain't broke after them being so nice to you.
Yeah, that's what makes it so hard to tell them the truth. Everybody's sympathizing with me. Coming down to the store this morning, Grandma Masters is out sweeping off her front steps and started sympathizing with me over my leg being broke. Her eyes all puddled up, tears running down her face.
Bless her heart.
I never felt so guilty in my life, Abner. I wanted to tell her the truth, but I just couldn't.
No.
Special now that I put in that claim for that insurance.
Well, that ain't nothing, old Lum. Well, I weren't supposed to tell you, but the Ladies' Aid Society is having a food sale next Saturday to raise money towards buying you a wheelchair.
Wheelchair?
That's what Elizabeth was telling me last night.
Well, I don't need no wheelchair.
Well, they think you do, though, Lum. This story about your broke leg been told so many times now. They got it exaggerated to where you wouldn't know it yourself.
Yeah, I know they have. Luke Spears said he heard I had both legs broke.
Well, Mose Moose stopped me on the way to work just now and said he heard the doctor said you'd never walk again.
What doctor?
He never said.
I ain't been examined by no doctor.
No, I just tell you how that story's growing, though.
All because I told one little thing that weren't the truth. Had you tell Sister Simpson my leg was broke just to keep from taking her to the party, I oughtn't have did it. Ought not to have did it.
Even the school children was helping, Mom.
School children?
Yeah, they got a coffee can on the teacher's desk down there. It's a hole cut in the top of it, and a sign there says, "Help poor Lum by a wheelchair." They're all bringing their pennies to school for you.
Aye, Granny, that settles it. I'm going to tell the truth. I don't care what happens. Come on, take them bandages off of there, Abner. I can't stand this no longer.
Well, what about the penitentiary? You done signed that insurance claim.
Oh, my goodness. This is awful. I can stop that wheelchair business, though. Quick as they take up books over there this morning, I want you to go over there and tell the teacher that the doctor just got done examining me again, and I'll be up walking in a day or two.
Yeah, I can do that.
And then tell Elizabeth the same thing, not to have no food fail. To have it.
I'll tell her I believe we can head it off all right, Lonnie.
You got to help me out of this, Abner. It's just getting worse all the time.
I'll help you.
Everybody's so nice to me. If they were to find out that this is a fake, if I was to get hurt now, nobody wouldn't pay no attention to me. I'd be like the fellow that Hard Wolf wants too often. I'd be like the fellow that hollered wolf too often.
Who was that?
Oh, I don't know who it was. He kept hollering wolf, and everybody rushed out to help him keep it from eating up his sheep, and there weren't no wolf there. So finally...
What was it?
I don't know. Anyway...
Might have been a shepherd dog or a police dog. They look a lot like wolves.
No, it weren't no dog.
Could it have been a fox? Is that the right answer?
There weren't nothing there, Abner. He just...
Oh, too late, honey. Done it, honey.
If you'll shut up, I'll tell you the story.
Go ahead.
I was just using that for example. Here, I've been hollering broke leg, and he was hollering wolf. It's the same thing.
Oh, that's his way of hollering help, huh?
No. He was just joking. Thought it was funny having all them people running out there looking for a wolf when there wasn't none there.
Well, that broke leg must not have been hurting him none long. He could lay down and josh with him that way.
He never had no broke leg. Where'd you get that idea in your head?
You said he did.
I said I did.
Well, your leg ain't broke.
I know that. That's what I say. If I keep saying my leg is broke, when I do break it, nobody won't believe me.
Well, you can show it, Tom. How are you aiming on breaking it?
I ain't gonna break it. I say if it was broke.
Oh. Well, now, what about the wolf? Now, where does that come in?
Oh, well, he kept hollering wolf when there weren't no wolf there, and then one day, sure enough, a wolf did come after his sheep, and he hollered wolf, and nobody wouldn't pay no attention to him.
Yeah, just kept calling till one finally showed up, huh? That puts me in mind of that story about Little Red Riding Hood. She was walking through the woods one day to see her grandma, and she met a wolf.
I know the story, Abner, and I don't want to hear it again.
Well, it couldn't be no worse than that in the earth.
What
was the uninterestingest story I ever heard in my life? There was a wolf there in my store. Her grandma was a wolf. She went over to her
Squire Skimp. Now, don't be telling no Little Red Riding Hood story while he's in here. He'll think we're both crazy.
Well, it's a nice storyline.
I know it's nice.
Don't you know she said, "Oh, Grandma, what big ears you got." She said, "All the better to see you with my
dear." Come in, Squire. Better to hear you there.
Well, good morning. How's the invalid this morning, love?
Oh, I ain't much account, Squire.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I got your claim off all right, love. You'll be getting your check here in a few days.
Oh, my goodness. Squire, I've been thinking about that. I don't feel right about taking that money. Couldn't we write them and tell them not to send me no check?
No. They'll be glad to pay it, Lum. They're not going to complain about it. That's what they're in business for. That's what you paid your premiums for. And I don't mind telling you that I've sold 3 policies already on the strength of this settlement.
Well, I'm glad to see somebody's benefiting by it.
Yes, business is good, Lum. Business is good. What did Doc Miller say about your leg today, Lum?
Doc Miller?
Yes.
He never had nothing to do with it.
Why, naturally suppose that he set your leg. In fact, I put it in the report that he was the attending physician. Who took care of it?
Oh, why, huh?
I say, who set your leg for you, Long?
He said it himself.
Yeah, I said it myself. I forgot.
You mean that you set your own leg? Well, that's the greatest thing I've heard of, Long.
Oh, it weren't so much. The bones was already there.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I'm going to send that in to the National Medical Journal, too.
Oh, no, no.
Yes, they'll give you a write-up on it.
Why didn't
you tell me before? Oh, now, Lum, you're too modest. That's your trouble. You're entirely too modest, Lum, for your own good.
Well, now, wait a minute, Squire. I don't want no story wrote about
well,
it.
Well, now, touch hurt now, Lum. This is good publicity for you. And I'll do that this very morning, too. I'll write that up.
Wait a minute, Squire.
I'll see you later, Lum.
Hold on a minute.
Too late, Lum. He's done well.
Now, what have I got into? This thing just keeps getting worse, Abner.
Yeah.
I can't stand it no longer. How long is it supposed to take a broke leg to mend?
I don't know. At least a week, I reckon.
Yeah. Call Doc Miller and find out for sure, Abner. Don't tell him who wants to know, though.
No.
I don't want him over here looking at it.
Let's see, here's a ring. It's a short and a long and a short, ain't it?
Yeah. If it don't take more than a week, I'll have these splints off of here by the time that insurance money gets here. I can turn it down. Just refuse it.
Strannies, I knowed I'd find some way out of it.
Hello, Doc? This is Abner Peabody. Oh, tolerably well, I reckon. How'd you sell? Well, she's feeling fine.
Abner, quit telling him about your own ailments and asking him about my leg.
Doc. How long does it take a broke leg to heal? Well, average time.
What?
Oh, me and Mom were just arguing about it. Wondered if I ever did get one, how long it'd take to get over.
Thank you,
Mrs. Ray, you broke. Yeah, all right, thank you, Doc. We will, you come. Goodbye.
How long did he say?
Well, he said if it weren't a very bad break, it oughtn't to take over 2 months.
2 months? You mean I got to go around with these crutches for 2 whole months?
Or maybe 3, he said.